Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Yes, you are the inspired and the inspiration. Are you ready for more inspiration today? Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. We are so happy to have you here. Our guest today is someone I hold dear in my heart, even though today is the first day we actually spoke in person. But we're part of some of the same online communities, and I followed her journey and all of her beauty and magnificence. And so I'm just so happy. We're both so, Mark and I are so happy to have her on. She holds a lot of wisdom. We can all learn, you know, from her background, her past of ascension, and also her book, Divine Warrior Goddess, Step Into Your Power. Not only that, but she's also going to be leading us through an activation that will support self-love. So I'm so excited for that. But first, I'm Kim Falcon, live from the beautiful state of Virginia. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. And certainly if there's anything that I can do to support you in the way of readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. I do want to make my first, I guess, official announcement that I am officially moving back to Los Angeles, California, where I came from. So it's been one heck of a journey, and I'm just so grateful for, you know, the state of Virginia, the people of Virginia, and I'll be excited to go back. So because of that, my schedule is you know, shaping up here with the move, and I may not be able to do Aloha Freedom Fridays every Friday, but I will let you know when it is I can, because I do love connecting with our community. And with me every week is my lovely co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Mark, how you doing out there?
Hi, Kim. Hi, inspired listeners. I should say hello, Kims, because we have two Kims on the show today. That's not something that we usually have going. I'm doing fantastic. I'm broadcasting live here from my studio in Seattle, Washington. Going to be a fun, inspiring, and educational show as we dive into the Divine Warrior Goddess. This month, we've been celebrating the Divine Feminine Energy for the month of May. So I think it's a good topic, and I think a lot of people will resonate with today's show, including my wife, who was, I think she read the book more than I did. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to work with me, you can go find me on the internet. Just look for the Intuitive Prospector. You can go to marklanehart.com. Love to help you do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. You can also catch me every Monday morning on Facebook Live and YouTube for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. It's a lot of fun. And you can also follow us right now on the live on the show. You can call into our call-in line second half. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. The number to call is 202-570-7057. For all of you, our inspired listeners, you should know that number by now. And if you want to follow us on our social media platforms, you can follow us on a few different locations. Our main page is Inspired Living Radio on Facebook. That is a closed group page. You'll need to ask to join as an inspired listener. That's another way to bring your questions live to air. Kim and I monitor the page frequently. So if you have questions on today's topics, something you want to see from the show in the future, please go to Facebook, Inspired Living Radio, and post a comment and share with us in the Inspired Listening community. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the handles Inspired For Us. That is the number four. All of our pages seem to be growing, Kim. We have a lot of people that are interested and want to be inspired in today's very chaotic, busy world that we live in. And if you don't catch today's live broadcast, and we're live every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, You can catch all of our four seasons of Inspired Living Radio over through our OnCar podcast platforms. That's including Ohm Times Radio Archives, SoundCloud, Podbean, iTunes, YouTube, lovefirst.info, and marklanehart.com. Those are all the places that the podcast, including this one, will be going out about 24 hours after the live show. So we do like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration. And with that, we have our positive affirmation for this month. And it's actually one near and dear to my heart because I actually created it. So it's actually taking the time to disconnect so that you may have the time to reconnect. And that is your Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for this month. And with that, Kim, because I know these shows go by so very quickly when we have such amazing guests and interesting topics, I'm going to turn it back over to the Kims.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, so we have a special guest on today. As you said, the topic today is Divine Warrior Goddess, Step Into Your Power. Wow, there's so much we could say about that. So many of us don't even realize we have power within. And then We don't understand how to connect to that power, what it looks like. So our guest today is going to talk to us a little bit about that and a whole bunch of other things, too. There's an endless amount of topics we could talk about. Kim Semidas is a way shower, a grid keeper, gatekeeper, ascended master of New Earth. She has studied, practiced, and taught spirituality and metaphysics for 20 years. And has served as a co-founder and ordained minister of a spiritual church. She has dedicated her life to service of all of humanity. How beautiful is that, to have somebody commit themselves to being of service in this way? She no longer channels as she once did, as she's since integrated all of her aspects. And when we do that, we merge those aspects within us, and we become the universe again, and the universe is held within. She'll talk to us about what that means and looks like, feels like. She offers private sessions by phone, Facebook Messenger, and Zoom. You can contact her, reach her, learn more about the beautiful work she's doing out there through her website at divinewarriorgoddess.com. You can follow her on social media through Facebook under Divine Warrior Goddess, and also Instagram under the same, and her YouTube channel, which is the Divine Warrior Goddess channel. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Kim. Welcome.
Thank you, Kim and Mark. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Go ahead.
It's such an honor to be asked and to talk about my book and whatever else comes up. I was mentioning to Kim earlier on the phone that we've had some pretty big blasts of energy in the last week, and today it continues. And I woke up being very foggy, groggy, and I have new neural pathways being created in the right hemisphere of my brain. So if I can't find the words or trip over my words, that's what's going on there.
Yes, such is the path of ascension and our light bodies activating and coming online. So let's talk a little bit about that, Kim, because, you know, your work is committed to higher consciousness, and you've been on this path, beautiful path and journey of ascension. But when people talk about that, they don't understand. It's kind of like you learn as you go, unless you come across somebody's work where they kind of fill you in, and then when it happens to you, you're like, oh, that's what's going on. So it always helps to share information like that, so we support each other as we go through these experiences. To that point, talk a little bit about what's going on with you physically and what does happen when our light body is activated, and how we have to kind of honor that process.
Well, you have to honor it. You get to a point where you don't have a choice. Most humans try to fight it. The fatigue, you know, we have to rest. I've learned to fully honor it. And I know you asked me, maybe we should, you know, did I feel okay, or do we need to reschedule? And I said, no, because if this was in alignment, and I knew it was for today, So apparently, you know, I'm supposed to be in this phase or what's going on today. And new neural pathways, although it can be painful, you know, it feels like a migraine, but it's not. It's photonic light working its way through our brain and our body. I'm just going to talk about the brain today because that's what's going on for me. But so it's creating new neural pathways, and this is how we create our new realities, is by creating these new pathways and allowing more light to come in. And it can be painful on the entire physical vessel, but I honor that. I know what's happening, thankfully, and the neural pathways, can be, I started creating them on my own quite some time ago, as we can learn that we can reprogram our brain and our mind. When I started working on my inner narcissist, which can tell you all these things bad about yourself, or that you can't do this, you're not smart enough, whatever it may be, because we've all got these programs going on in our mind, and it starts early. And we learn that we have to reprogram that. And at first, when I started really trying to monitor my thoughts, it was very difficult to do. But it gets easier over time, because the more you monitor your thoughts, the more you can see the ones that is your ego. And you can shut it down much faster and switch it around and say, no, I'm not going to believe that anymore. This is what I'm going to believe now. So a simple thing that you could do is get a piece of paper and put a line down the middle and put your, you know, negative thought on the left. And then on the right, you could write something that is the total opposite of that. And it helps you to learn how to quickly flip that around. And what you don't realize you're doing is you're really creating new neural pathways and for joy and happiness and for believing in yourself and self-love. Which this entire book was written as an activation of self-love, because I applied everything in here to my own life, and I went from being depressed and anxious my entire life to being happy and trusting my universe. I still have fear and anxiety that pops up, but I feel it. And I don't believe it anymore, and I forge ahead anyway. And when you start doing that, you really start to step in your power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've talked about some really, like, you made some really poignant key points here. And one of the things is, you know, that example that you used where you have the negative thought, and then on the other side you put the positive thought, you create the opposite of what it is you've been thinking. And this whole journey is the opposite of, it's undoing everything it is we've been doing, right? And doing the opposite of that almost every single time, right?
Right. Right. It's perfect. And it goes right along with ascending and realizing, yep, no, we have to flip everything. And when you first start to try and monitor your thoughts, it's such a simple exercise, but it's very powerful because then when you get those thoughts, it's easier to flip it around.
Mm-hmm. And then the more you do it, the more you hold that awareness and you're constantly kind of observing and paying attention, right, to what you're, how you're responding, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, just always kind of aware, right?
Yes, that's like energy mastery is, was a huge turning point for me when, as someone that observed since I was very young, I observed everything, but I observed everything in others. And when I started looking within and really breaking down and observing myself, and that's when everything started to shift for me, was taking ownership for, you know, victim energy, my own inner narcissist, games we play, which are just programs that we learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, manipulation. I never thought of myself as a manipulator, so that was a shock when I realized that I had been.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people don't want to see that stuff, but it's there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Now you're making me think. I'm like, well, shoot, when have I manipulated? I know I have too, but goodness, I hope that was a long time ago. Okay. So with that said, we are going to take our first break. It's going by fast. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't forget, towards the end of the show, we're going to be doing a beautiful activation, or Kim's going to lead us through that, that will support us in the way of self-love. So you don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our very special guest today, Kim Tsimidis. And we are talking about her book, Divine Warrior Goddess, Step Into Your Power, among a whole other list of topics that are endless today. We've got so much to cover, so I'm glad we're back. Before we went into break, we were talking about how how we're manipulators. We don't like to see that aspect of it. Wow. Okay. So that's just a part of it all, though, is breaking down these programs, and that's really the only way for us to actually raise in consciousness. Now, Kim, you talk a lot about your connection to depression and anxiety. And, you know, in my conversations, too, in the sessions I'm having with a lot of my clients, they're feeling the same thing. So how is it that you've transcended that, or how is it that you move through that today so that other people can maybe be inspired to do the same for themselves, that is a possibility for them to be able to move through this?
It's absolutely possible, and I say it quite frequently in my book, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And it's just rewiring your brain for happiness. Even with that simple tool that I just gave you, it is possible to transform it. It's all about our perception. Gratitude is key. And even if you don't have much to be grateful for, there's always something. You know, you're grateful for your warm bath, you're grateful for running water, you're grateful for the sun. You know, even if you don't have much, there's always something to be grateful for. Be grateful for your family. It really takes a lot of work and dedication on your part in the beginning to apply these things, to monitor your thoughts constantly, and to be filled with gratitude. And it is a lot of work, I'm not going to lie, but it gets easier and easier. And with that said, with ascension, it's bringing up everything that needs to be released. All these emotions, everything is energy. So all of these deep emotions of sadness, anger, hurt, it's all coming up to be released. The problem is that as a human, we associate it with this emotion, instead of stepping back and looking objectively at it, that it's just energy coming up for release. And humans want to say, you know, they want to associate with it and not let it go. But that's all it is. And Kim kind of knows my journey. And I have a lot of fear coming up, but I know that it's just fear energy that's coming up for release. So I don't allow myself to dive in there and stay there, because it's not a part of me anymore. It is, but it isn't. As I allow it to flow up, it flows out. And so therefore, we have less and less. So if someone is really depressed, actually, I have a lot of tools in the book for that. I'm a big proponent of journaling. And journaling will help you get this energy out. Not projecting onto anyone else. It's all an inside job. So when we journal, we're getting that energy out. And at first, I did not want to journal at all. It even sat on my nightstand for, you know, months, and I didn't want to do it. But once I started, I couldn't believe all the stuff that was coming out. And what happens is that we tend to judge. So, okay, I've always had a pure heart. I don't want to be mean or say, you know, mean things about people. But guess what? it's in there. It's got to come out, you know. So it's important not to filter when you're journaling, because you're probably going to call people some pretty nasty names that you hold a lot of anger towards. Mm-hmm. And you just got to let it fly. And no one is supposed to read this. No one is going to read it. And if you have to burn it or get rid of it right away, go ahead and do that. But it's important to get the energy out. So if someone, you know, is really depressed, and get it out on paper, you know, say how sad you are, why you're sad, you know, whatever's coming up. And it's funny that the more you journal, the more comes up that you didn't even know was in there. So we have so many trapped emotions, energy held within our body that needs to come out for relief. So I journaled and journaled and journaled and journaled for years. And I finally got to a place where I don't need to journal anymore. Occasionally, if something really, I really need to get out, you know, some kind of heavy emotion, I still don't journal too often, but I definitely, you got to talk it out. You got to get it out. See, we were taught, we were programmed to hold it all in. So probably the depression is from holding in a lifetime of emotions that we were not allowed to put a voice to.
Well, I know one of the things that you talked about this book being about is it's an activation of self-love. It is also about doing everything you were afraid to do. Boy,
yeah.
That doesn't get people's attention, right?
Well, you don't have to do it all at once.
Thank goodness.
It's baby steps, baby steps, you know. Yeah, I left a very long-term marriage that, you know, I thought I would be together with this man forever. And I was terrified. I was petrified to do that. But that was probably my first great big step that I did. And so when we challenge ourselves to do things that we're afraid of, each time we do it, no matter how little or how big it is, we're stepping into our power more, because you love yourself more each time you challenge yourself. Whether or not it turns out how your human self thought it would, because like we said, everything's the opposite of
right.
What we thought was important. And the more we learn that, the more we know, well, you just keep challenging yourself to do whatever it is. I went back to school in 2011. I was told by my guides and my angels and masters to go back to school. And I knew that it was in the medical field, and I knew I wasn't going to go into those jobs. So I'm like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Plus, they don't make that much money. but then it all makes sense after. It's where I discovered that I'm really smart. I worked really hard, but I graduated both programs with honors. Being the oldest person in every class I was in, you know, but I did it anyway. And I challenged myself.
Well, and that's part of it too, Kim, right? Keep challenging yourself. That journey of 1,000 miles begins with that very single step and the rewiring. And, you know, as you guys were talking earlier, you're talking about observing. And one of the quotes that popped up for me was Rumi. And how we talked about observing the wonders around you and not to claim them. You know, to feel into that, the artistry that's moving through, and be silent. And there could be a lot taken from that. And so in this book, Kim, I wanted to jump in for our listening audience and talk about a few things that really jumped off the page to me, and I think the listeners would really want to hear about this as well, you know, for the divine warrior goddess and stepping into your power. And what does that mean, stepping into your power? And then I also have a question for my wife that I need to ask you. So bear with me, because she wanted me to ask you personally, because she read
Absolutely.
All the way through the book. But one of the
okay.
things that I really loved, you go back, I know it's at the end of the book, but one of the chapters I really enjoyed was, let me introduce you to yourself. Who am I? And the brainwashing and scrubbing your brain clean and discovering who you really are. And I know you brought it up earlier about rewiring of the brain, something I'm very fascinated with because we talk about neuroplasticity. We've had guests on the show, doctors that have talked about the science that supports the consciousness and spiritualism of the ability to rewire the brain, whether it's a traumatic brain injury, changing your thought process, going back to school and being the oldest person in the class. It's all about how you rewire your brain and getting away from that brainwashing that we all have early in life. So I just want to have you talk about that real quick, about that chapter of stepping into your authentic self and introducing yourself to yourself.
I know. Well, you know, it starts from the day we're born. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not blaming anyone. This is just how it is that we're programmed from early on to actually be what everyone else wants us to be, where we are rewarded for what whoever we're with deems good behavior, and we are punished for what is deemed bad behavior. And, you know, it starts early and it continues on. And so you realize that you don't even know, well, at least I did. I didn't even know who I was anymore, because being a codependent, I was always trying to please everyone else and always put my needs last. And then you realize you don't even know, who am I? You know, at my age, I'm finally discovering who I am, as I've deprogrammed all that stuff, and not to value all the things that society tells us to value. And so I think that, you know, a lot of people don't even know who they really are. So that's why I say, let me introduce you to yourself, because we kind of don't know sometimes,
yeah.
You know? We're so programmed to be what everybody else wants us to be. And if we're people pleasers, like I was, you know, you're really lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you said a key word, deprogramming. So if we can be programmed, we can also be deprogrammed. Because you're right, when we try to satisfy the world by giving, we please nobody. And I think there's a lot of truth and a lot of power in stepping into your power, your authentic self, is being able to tell yourself, I can deprogram from the programming that I've had growing up. Another chapter
Absolutely.
That I really enjoyed was the how you talked about the pineal gland, as far as decalcifying the pineal gland and some of the things that you can do. You know, do your own research. You were very clear about that when it comes to the science aspect, but just how we are what we absorb, right, as far as the water and what we where we live and how that impacts the pineal gland. Just for the sake of time, because we're going to be going to our second break here in just a few minutes, I wanted you to just touch on the pineal gland, and then I have a question about the mirror, because you open up the book with mirror work, and when my wife opened the book, she went, oh boy, really, the mirror, I got to look in the mirror. Can you ask her about how would I get over not looking in the mirror? So, and then when we come back, we actually have a caller from Canada, Leanne from Canada. actually, can we just hold that real quick? Let's bring him before the break. Leanne, can we bring Leanne on real quick from Canada? She has a question for today's topic. For Kim, and then we'll cut to our second break and then come back and ask those questions. So, hi, Leanne from Canada. How are you? Welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Leanne.
Thank you. Hi, Leanne.
Thank you for calling in.
This is Leanne in Canada. I'm just very supportive of you being on the show and for all your sharing. I'm grateful you're talking about this stuff. We can get the word out. I'd like to order your book. I don't know quite how to do that yet, but I appreciate Mark and Kim having you on, and thank you for sharing, Kim.
Oh, thank you. Did you have a question before we go to our second break, real quickly?
Well, you're going into discussion on the pineal gland, so I think that's great. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to sit by and I'm going to listen to that and support you guys.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for that message. We love to hear from our inspired listeners. And you can get a copy of Kim's book off of our website on Facebook, and you can also go to her website, and I'll have her give that to you right here before break. But it's also posted on the Inspired Living Radio Facebook page. You can get a link right there to Divine Warrior Goddess, Step Into Your Power. And Kim, how can listeners get your book?
Well, it's available on my website, and it's on Amazon.com.
And what is your website?
Divine Warrior Goddess.com.
There we go. We got to plug your website in so people know where to go. And, of course, Amazon. And, of course, our Facebook page of Inspired Living Radio. So we're going to be cutting to our second break here. And when we come back, I do want to talk about the pineal gland real quick and then just the question on mirror work. And then I know you're going to lead us into a beautiful attunement and connection. And so I'm looking forward to that. So stick around. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. And thank you, Leanna from Canada, with your call-in. You are the inspired and the inspiration. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey guys, welcome. welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. We just getting done with our second break. Want to jump right back in so we can get to a special section that we're going to do at the end of the show. Today's special guest, Kim Semetis, with her book, Divine Warrior Goddess, Step Into Your Power. It's a journey to wholeness and an ignite your self-mastery. So the question we had from one of our callers is just called in from Canada, and we have a global audience all around the world. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get the book, you can go to Facebook page right now, Inspired Living Radio, ask to join the community page, and we have Kim's bio and all of her links to all of her social media sites. To order the book, you're going to go to divinewarriorgoddess.com. And Kim, welcome back. Just wanted to jump into the pineal gland real quick. It looks like our caller was also interested in hearing about that. And then I have one more question on mirror work.
Okay. Well, like I said, please do your own research about how to decalcify your pineal gland. But it's so important, which is our third eye, to create all new realities. It has to be decalcified. If you can't see through your third eye, which it helps to close your eyes a lot and start to use your third eye. Part of energy mastery is seeing through your third eye and feeling the energy. I mean, even if we had our eyes closed, we can read energy. I'm sure, you know, I mean, that's what we do. So how can you connect and create your new reality if you can't see it? So we need to be able to see it through our third eye, our pineal gland, to build it in our mind's eye and create these beautiful realities that are possible. And in you know, humans, including myself, my whole life, I didn't see possibilities that I now see. And the more we decalcify it, the more exquisite we see our all new realities can really be.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I want to also add that this book is for men as well. It's just written in the feminine perspective. And there's some men that I know I would like to that would read this, but they're not ready for it. You know, they're not ready. But these are all
tools. There's a timing. Yeah, I got a lot out of it, Kim. I read it, and, you know, we're all divine warriors, and we all can step into our power, and it's just what I call the awakened man. So
there you go.
Thank you. Yep. And if you want to learn more about this topic that we're talking about, go buy Kim's book so you can get really in depth about how to step into your power. So here's a question I have for you. This is from my wife, and she read the book, and she said, question, how do you not fear the mirror or a window you walk by? It is hard not to just see the negative.
Okay. Well, I was the same way, and that was because I was focusing on everything I didn't like about myself. I would see, you know, all my perceived flaws in the mirror instead of what I loved about myself. So it takes some time and work, diligence. It's all diligence to go to the mirror and pick out whatever it is that you love about yourself and focus on that instead of looking at the things that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so simple, but it's really profound. And for those that are really hard on themselves about everything, I bet you have a good heart. You could focus on that in the beginning. I would have thought, I would have judged before, I would have judged myself to be the person looking in the mirror saying, I love you, you're beautiful. I would have thought that was conceited and arrogant, mm-hmm. but you know what? It's imperative to do that.
Just thinking of the Saturday Night Live skit that that they did back, you know, like 10, 15 years ago, where the guy looked into the mirror and said exactly that. So, you know, I like myself, people like me. And I can't remember, like, Jack Handy or something. It was a Saturday Night Live skit, but that's just kind of, you know, what it reminded me of. But thank you for sharing that, just because sometimes it's helpful. You know, when you're the husband and you have husband speak, you know, not necessarily her, because I do tell her this a lot, but it does have, you know, to have somebody else say that. And so I'll have her listen to the show. And as I always like to say, believe it, see it, achieve it. So, Kim, I know you wanted to come back on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I just want to say that's her inner narcissist, you know, and recognizing that.
See, you can get away with saying that. I can't.
Well, okay. But, you know, we just have to choose not to believe that stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
So, Kim, I think we should probably do the beautiful activation that you're going to lead us through as we come towards the last 10 minutes of the show. And,
okay.
I think it'd be a great time for us to do this. So, everybody, tune in and get ready for a little bit of self-love activation.
Okay. This is an activation of self-love, a gift from me to you. Please sit back and relax. Relax your body and relax your mind. Close your eyes and allow all to flow as we take down any guards that we may have had in place. We allow ourselves to be fully open and fully present as we open our heart and expand our mind. We feel a ripple of love coming from the divine, starting at our crown and making its way all the way down our body to our feet. Never-ending waves of love penetrating deeper and deeper with each wave. We feel pure bliss as this love flows freely within and all around us. We see a doorway through our mind's eye, a beautiful golden doorway, and we are now being given a key to unlock this door. So we put the key in the lock and turn it ever so slowly. We can feel the excitement as we begin to push this door open, knowing that we are being given a beautiful gift. As we open this doorway, we see a beautiful golden light, so very bright. As we look around and step through, we notice that we are in a beautiful garden. This is the most vibrant garden that we have ever seen. There are thousands of flowers in the most exquisite colors. Magnificent trees that hold all of the wisdom and knowledge of the universe. We see crystals and andaras scattered everywhere. Some very tiny, others as large as a mountain. The energy of this magical place begins to make us vibrate, and we begin to see many beings are here with us now. We see unicorns strolling around in all of their magnificence as they look our way and nod in welcome to our visit. We notice the fairies flying around and dancing with joy in their heart. They are playful and carefree in each movement. They are signaling to us to move down the beautiful path towards the golden light, shining like a beacon for all to see and gather around. We see our galactic family gathering above, and we can feel the excitement, all nudging us to come closer to this brilliant light. This magnificent light feels so familiar to us as we move closer and closer, now merging our fields into one. As our energies blend, we realize that this glorious light is us. We are one. In this place, we feel pure peace, pure bliss as never before. It is in this place of great clarity that we see our own brilliance that may have been evasive before. It is here that we feel complete oneness with all there is. We see how we have judged ourselves and put ourselves down in our human experience. With this great clarity, we can now see that it was all an illusion. And as we transcend ever higher, we see how illustrious we truly are. The veils have been removed. We have been given a wondrous gift, the keys and codes to unlock the magnificence, to truly see the purity of our essence. Knowing that all else is an illusion, as we merge with this light, which is us, we know that we are home. We feel our own inner radiance and power as all of our insecurities fade away. We let go of all of the judgments that we held for ourselves and others as we see all clearly, perhaps for the first time. From now on, as we vibrate higher, we will see souls in the human form in all their perfection, honoring all with the most profound sacred respect. It is here that we realize and know that we are pure love essence, and we bask in this knowingness, never to forget again.
Beautiful, beautiful, and so it is.
Thank you.
I'm just marinating in the energy, so it's the.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm observing.
Yeah.
Yes, that was just beautiful, and that tree of wisdom. Wow, did I see like this massive tree, and then the brilliant light, like blinding almost. It was so brilliant. That was really beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah, I think I'm going to record that and probably put it on YouTube.
There you go.
Well, we just did record it, and it will be on YouTube.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Kim, we're winding down here towards the end, and I just want to, you know, let people know if they're interested in connecting with you, to just be sure to go to Kim's website at divinewarriorgoddess.com. You can also find her book there as well as on Amazon. You've got some upcoming, I believe, events too, right? You've got a live event coming up, which is all listed on your website, called The Evolution of Love as We Become Energy Masters.
Yes.
Beautiful. And then you also are offer some art work that you do as well, crystalline light encoded artwork.
Yes. I just got that up on Fine Art America. I've been meaning to do that for about a year now, but I was closing out a bunch of timelines and I didn't have time. But some of them are photographs of Andaras, and other ones are digital artwork. I think a couple of them I actually drew. So there's all different kinds of, and they're all activations, as is, you know, everything. Everything that we do, but it's all an activation of love.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for being with us today. And I just want to thank our inspired listeners for joining with us today and every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to tuning in to be inspired with us. And
thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
Yeah. So to our listeners, thank you for being with us, and make sure that you join us again next Wednesday. Mark, do you have any other closing remarks you'd like to?
I'll just leave it with the Nikola Tesla quote that says, if you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, and how do you tune into that?
Oh.
How do you get there?
There you go. And so we have it.
Perfect.
Always come from a place of love. All right, guys, have a good one. Until next week.
All right, have a great week, everyone. Namaste.